Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hey, Jim. It's Jeff Sabar here. You know, the Chief Home Officer. I want to wish you a happy birthday, but I'm whispering so we don't wake the kids or set the dogs in a frenzy. But happy birthday. Happy 65th. It's great, man. Congratulations. Shh.
Do your worst, Zabar. Oh, my goodness. 12 after the hour. It's gotten completely out of hand. This is we've gone completely off the rails here, folks. I've fallen into the middle of a conspiracy just because I'm having a birthday. They're taking advantage of me. I'm totally defenseless here. And thank you, though, for hanging out with me and for taking my side on this. I'm glad you're here. Welcome back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only, and I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend, Richard Weinberger. I'm going to try to get Richard to help me restore some order here. Dr. Richard Weinberger, CPA, is the CEO of the Association of Accredited Small Business Consultants, AASBC, which is an organization that I'm excited to tell you about because it's much needed. He's the author of a number of books, but today he's here to talk to us about some questions that you would have to answer if you were on the TV program, The Shark Tank. Richard Weinberger, welcome to the show.
Oh, Jim, it's a pleasure to be here, and I guess I should say happy birthday also. Is that correct?
Don't join the mayhem. But I appreciate the sentiment. Hey, Richard, there are so many questions that small business owners need to be able to answer. And they need to ask themselves these questions and then answer them themselves. But I like your list here. So let's talk about the first one that you think that they should know.
Sure, you bet. And Jim, as we know, not every small business owner has the desire to be on the Shark Tank, nor will they be on the Shark Tank. But as you mentioned, these are questions and answers that every business owner needs to know and understand about their own business.
Well, every business owner has a desire to survive and be successful, right? And that's what these questions do. They if you don't know the answers, you're limiting your ability to be successful, to survive.
Oh, that's exactly right. And I like to say, you know, there are really three stages to a small business. The first one is survival, as you mentioned.
That's right.
Am I going to be able to keep my doors open?
Right.
The second is success. Okay, I'm successful. I'm making a little bit of money. But where do we all want to be? We all want to be in that growth stage, not just simply meeting the competition,
right,
but beating the competition.
So the first one is not just how much did you sell in the last quarter or last 12 months, but what was your gross and net profit margin? Not the money, but the margin. I like the way you asked that question. Talk to us about it.
Sure. Well, obviously, any small business owner should know what their sales are. But what is really important, and that is to drill down and determine what is the profit margin on each product or service line, because very few small businesses will only be selling one product or one service line.
Mm-hmm.
So each one of those products or service lines is going to produce a different gross profit margin. And what is important, do we want to forget about the other products that are not producing as much? No, but we really want to concentrate on those product or service lines that are really producing the highest gross profit margin. And to me, that's really figuring out the guts of the business. And this is an area that many small business owners only look at that top line
mm-hmm.
revenue, and they forget about the bottom line revenue, and that's what puts money in their pocket.
Well, what happens, Richard, is they may be able to say, okay, I make a 35% on that one, I make 15 on that one, I make 30 on this one. They may know because they do their pricing. And they may know what their margins are in the beginning, but what they don't know, because they don't produce records as often as they should, most small business owners don't, is they don't know what their aggregate gross profit is.
Oh, what their aggregate is, very true.
What their aggregate is. What is it for all of, what's all said and done, the freight and the labor and everything that you got to put into producing? I'm not talking about regular administrative payroll. I'm talking about if there's labor above the line. But they don't know what that gross profit margin is, and without that, you can't really manage your business finances, can you?
No, that is very true. And what is so important, I think, that you're alluding to, and that is small business owners need to be able to analyze those income statements, both in dollars and percentages. Percentages that we call common size income statements, because that allows an owner to spot trends, both positive and negative, and then any of those anomalies to take immediate intervention before a real serious problem develops.
And folks, when he says income statement, he also means operating statement. He also means P&L. Those three are the same, three names for the same thing. But here's the what's more is the pity, Richard. Way too many small business owners don't even produce the record you just mentioned.
Well, that is very true. And without producing those records, Jim, it is really impossible to tell where the business is in, but really more importantly, where the business is going.
That's right.
And that's what I try to impress upon small business owners, that to be successful and grow a business, we need to be proactive, not reactive to something that happens.
Right.
But we want to look into the future. That's why I call my book A Forward Thinking Systems Approach. Let's look forward and not backwards as to what happened. That's certainly important, but what's going to produce the profit for us and the success of our business is what we're going to do going forward.
And by the way, folks, that book is Propel Your Small Business to Success, Accelerated Actions to Maximize Profits. And Richard, okay, let's talk about number two. How much equity and debt is there in your business? Boy, you talk about getting deer in the headlight looks for most small business owners. Tell us about that.
Well, that's true, and that's what normally, Jim, we refer to as skin in the game. How much is being financed in a business with equity or the owner's money, and how much is being financed for that business through debt or what is called borrowed money? Now, if the business starts going south, someone with a very, very small investment can really just walk away. But if there's a large amount of equity invested, then the owner is going to see things through during those tough times. So if I'm a small business owner, Jim, and I'm sitting in front of a potential investor or a potential lender, they want to know, well, how much, quote, skin do I
That's
have
right.
in the game?
And this is one of the things, and in fact, my column this week has got this in there. It's, folks, it's the big part here, and the thing that you can have the most impact with is retained earnings, Richard. And I know you know all about that. I know I'm sure you're agreeing with me. There's nothing your banker or an investor loves more than seeing that you not only are able to generate retained earnings, generate profits, but you also have the discipline to leave them in the business. What do you think?
Oh, that's exactly right. In fact, actually, one of the things that I think is so important and I bring out in the book, that's what's called a statement of cash flows. Where is the cash in the business coming from?
Yeah. We're going to talk some more about questions that you need to know the answers to after these messages with our new friend, Dr. Richard Weinberger. His book is called Propel Your Small Business to Success. 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.